Morning, everybody. Good Erev Shabbos. Okay.
Good morning, Russia.
We're recording. So we're good to go. Okay, fine. That's that. Okay, very good. Fine. So just want to end off Perek Beis. We spoke yesterday, last week, Perek Beis. The idea we brought into Perek Beis, still working with Shabbos being Malchus, Les Le Migami Klum. It's the conduit, it's the mechanism, for lack of a better word, that enables other things, that brings other things in, that activates other things. Last week we spoke about shame. It says that Shabbos is shame Hashem. Shame also is that Sug of Malchus. It has nothing of its own. It's just a way of getting to you. And we said the main issue, what we spoke about last week, was the fact that it's not that Shabbos is the makor of the bracha. Hashem's the makor of bracha. Hashem's the source of everything. Shabbos is the gateway where Hashem, we'll see more of that now, but is the gateway where Hashem comes into our world. It's where you can connect. Where you can see reality more clearer, that comes via Shabbos. So Shabbos is a gateway. It's the Pesach that Hashem, these words are useless, but we don't have any other ones. Hashem uses that. That's how he manifests in the world, is via Shabbos. It'll become a little bit clearer now when he speaks about Torah. I'm on Daf Chav Beis, the top of the page there. And this is the end of Perek Beis, and the Metz Hashem will start. Spot Perigimel today, hopefully. We add another dimension to this, another layer. So Chazal in Gemara Shabbos say, "Dekuma al b'Shabbos nitna Torah liYisrael." Everybody holds the Gemara. They says that Torah was given on Shabbos. U'pashtus mivinim. So the pashtus mashmois there is shegama Torah atzma yonekes mikedushas haShabbos. The Torah itself is nurtured from kedushas Shabbos. Shabbos is nurtured from Kedusha Shabbos. The Torah is nurtured, is your nekes, it draws its koyach, so to speak, from Shabbos. So that's be'emezet temur mod la'mevin. That's very hard to understand. Eich neva v'Shabbos hiya makor le'Torah. How do you say Shabbos is the makor of Torah? Where do we know Shabbos about? It's from the Torah. Torah is the source of Shabbos. How can you say that Shabbos is the source of Torah? Torah is tofel, subsidiary to Kedusha Shabbos. It must be the opposite. The Ika Kedusha in the world is Kedusha Satayra. Chazal say that the Torah is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Torah is the source of all Kedusha. And we call Kedusha Shabbos Atzmo. Where does Shabbos get its Kedusha from? Vada hi rak mikoich sheze hi ksuva b'Torah. Shabbos gets its koich from that that is written in the Torah. So what are you telling me that Torah gets it from Shabbos? Inachinami. The Shabbos lo kiblu Kedusha so b'sha matan Torah k'sha mo'adim. Shabbos didn't get its Kedusha at Zmatan Torah like all the other Moadim. So Shabbos Kedusha v'omedes misheshis yimei breshis. So Shabbos' Kedusha doesn't come about by Matan Torah. Shabbos is already misheshis yimei breshis. Shabbos is the toitzah, the end of sheshis yimei breshis. It's already way before Matan Torah. Not before Torah, because Torah came before the world was created. Hashem was istakel b'raisa v'or olamo. We're talking about Torah. We're talking about Matan Torah. But Shabbos was already from Sheishis Yimei Breishis. But at ein pshita derak mikoyach ma she'at Torah atzmo kva ksuvi hi v'omedes alpaim shana lifnei b'rias olam. That's because the Torah was written 2,000 years before, not written, it was Mekayim. Torah was Mekayim 2,000 years before b'rias olam. So you see, even there, Shabbos comes after the Torah. Aval bli Torah ein shum metzias shel kedusha b'olam. So without Torah, there's no kedusha in the world. Bichlal, there's nothing to talk about. Veich nema shat Torah tefila, it's tofel tefila, the Shabbos. Vayatzarich es a Shabbos b'chidei shetinten teira leila. You need Shabbos in order to give Torah to the world, but Torah is before. Yeah, that's the problem. He said, Lavacha she is ba ma nifla dova. We'll explain this, you'll see it's awesome. Shebebes adarabba. Ha Torah hi etzem ha-kadusha shel ha-kodesh baruch hu ba'olamo. There's no question, nothing to argue about. Torah is the ikka kadusha of ha-kodesh baruch hu in the world. That's what brings a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol into the world. That's what enables us to connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu or to Tarag Mitzvahs. That's the interface. It's more than that, but it's that. Vamnam Zeh Gufa. Sorry. Kuloshen Chazal, she's kind of Torah da Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Torah is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vamnam Zeh Gufa. Eich mitchabrim im a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So how do we mechabe? How do we bind? How do we connect Kaviyachol to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, keshigye hazman litn Torah leilam. That's when the Torah gets given to the world. Now the tarag, what the Torah is to us, now you have that ability to connect to that which is way, way above us. Haynu lahevi kedushas Hashem yisbarach letoich olamainu. You take that which is way, way above you, and via the Torah you bring it down here. It stays there. It doesn't come down yet. It stays there, but it comes here as well. That's not a subject now, but I'm just making that point. But that's how we mechaber to the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what brings the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world, is Torah. Derech Eizah Shaya V'Kovod Shemayim. So how does that Kovod Shemayim, how does that come down into the world? Through what? Derech Shara Shabbos. That comes via Shabbos. Again, Shabbos is the gateway that this kedusha enters into the world. That's mamash the essence of Shabbos. It's the gate that Hashem comes into the world via. Uma niflo divrei Chazal. Chazal say like this: it's a psikasa. Lo nitna haShabbos ela leTalmud Torah. Shabbos is only given for Torah. What does it mean? You're supposed to sit and say Torah, learn Torah the whole day. You make kiddush on a daf Gemara. Yeah, you just Torah the whole day. What does that mean? What do you do during the Suddhas? You have to eat also, you know? Daven, what's Pshat Torah? She says, Mama Shamahu Shal Shabbos, Lagina Ela Torah. The Mahus, we'll see, there's a whole chapter later, he'll discuss Torah, how that manifests, what that has to do with Shabbos. Although now, all we're saying is Shabbos is the way to really get to Torah, Shat Torah, He Kedushas Hashem Bo'ilam. Because Shabbos is the gateway to the Torah, and Torah is the kedusha of Hashem in the world. That's mamash what Shabbos is. It's the gate you use. It's the thing you use to connect to get to Torah, and Torah is how you mechaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that coagulates and manifests itself on Shabbos. Okay, that's the musag of. We'll speak about this more later. We'll expand this more, what Torah has to do with this. But like we've been saying before, Shabbos is Makor HaBrocha. It's not the Es Etzem Makor of the Brocha. It's the gateway to connect to the Makor. The Makor is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is also it's the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world is Torah. The Torah is Hashem. That's what Chazal tell you. Torah da HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Literally. So you connect to Torah, you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where? Via Shabbos. That's what it means, that the Torah was given on Shabbos. It couldn't be given on any other day. That's the day. Okay. What you took from that, you took from it, what you didn't hold off, we'll see there's a whole chapter later on Shabbos with Torah. What I want to do now is start Perek Gimel. Fascinating subject. It's a bit abstract. You have to hold there a little bit in some abstract thinking. Of you see it's more odd lemaisa, and if you chap this klal, you'll see it manifesting in many areas of your life. Fine, we're going to deal with a subject called koilel. I'm not even translating it. Malchus has something to do. Remember, we're discussing malchus still. Malchus has something to do with what's called a koilel. Mitoich hamidbaer, from what we've explained up to now, yotzi Shebe'inyan ha-malchus yesh shnei inyonim. Malchus has two aspects to it, right? Inyan ha-malchus b'yachas le-melech. Malchus as it relates to the melech. Shemizgale kovod ha-melech b'medina. B'zeh shemidenoisav shel ha-melech yoytzes mi-akoyach el-apoyl. That which the malchus, the kingship, the rulership of the kovod of the melech is revealed. The midas of the melech comes from koyach to poil. Gets actualized from potential into reality. The inyan amalchus b'yachas la'am, and then there's the inyan amalchus klapei the nation. Ma sha'am mishtalem mizeh sha'amelech shoichem b'toichem. What the nation gets from the fact that there's a king that dwells with them, the seder, the order, all the benefits of having a king. That's miklapei the am, miklapei the king himself. Malchus is what allows him to actualize his potential. The malchus is the kingship's potential. This aspect of the second aspect you just mentioned, malchus klapei the am, still needs an extra layer of understanding. Why is it that the shleimus, Shleimus, I'm not going to translate shleimus, the wholeness, the shleimus, yeah, of the country is tolu dafke ba malchus. Da niche be inyan malchus shemaim, vada she yesh tachlis atzume beze shemidoisov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoytze lepoel mitoch Yisrael. Klape malchus shemaim for sure. There's an unbelievable benefit, tachlis, there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas get actualized bepoil, mamash, betoich klal Yisrael. That's for sure. Those midas, locha Hashem, agdula v'agvura, those midas manifest in klal Yisrael. There's an enormous benefit in that. Aval achere etzem inyan ha-malchus lo nema dafka v'malchus shamayim. But the ikka concept of malchus is not dafka v'malchus shamayim. Ele v'kol ume v'loshen ima melech shelam. Each nation with its king, with its language, there's malchus there as well. It's not just malchus shemaim that this concept has to be relevant to. Umashma sheshleimus kol am tolu bezeh dafke shiye b'toich ha-melech. You'll see that's what's going bad in America. What's going sour in America now? I'm not going to go into that now. But what's gone sour in America, it's almost started with Nixon already. It's a breach in malchus. The musag of malchus has been shattered in America. There's a ma'od musukan. It's something that you have to be very worried about. I'm not talking about the politics. I'm talking about from our perspective. When a Jew sees what's going on in America, you have to notice that there's a pagam. The musag of malchus has been broken. Melopashut. They're trying to do it here as well in Israel as well. It's also not that Netanyahu is a din of a melech. I don't know if Trump's got a din of a melech. About the musag of malchus, that there's a thing called a melech. Even a goyisha melech, we say he's noisen mikvoidoy lebos of Adam. The covered of a goyisha king, he gets that from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a musag of malchus shemayim. Down here, even by goyisha king, you see a goyisha king, you make the bracha shenosen kvoidoy lebos of Adam. Who's kvoido? His own covered. Hashem's covered. That's the musag of malchus. Where how does a person relate to malchus shemayim? You use the malchus down here. As I'm not going into this now. This is a big sugya. Aval, you understand at least for one moment that the musag of malchus, that's what's being broken. When the nation can redef after its leaders in such a way, then there's something broken there that has to do with us. Because if something happens in the world, it's for the yin. I don't know. Maybe we have to think about how we relate to our malachim. How do we relate to our kings? There's a terrible nisoyin at the moment in Emunas Chachomim. Now that's also connected to what's going on in America, for sure. That has to be, maybe we'll speak about that in the morning vading in the week. I don't know. But that's got to be something we have to think about. It's our nosei achshav that we're dealing with malchus. You have to understand that there's a very important part of a medina. The way the world's built, it needs to be a melech. because we need something to relate to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and if that gets broken, then the Munus Chachomim gets broken, and then we become broken. There's an odd mafchid. Rav Brudny Shel Shtangezunzan said in his Vaad this week that when he was a young man, he went to see his father. He was going away somewhere. He went to see his father, and he went there. His mother said he's very, very mitzad. You can't talk to him. And he's very, very. So I went to him. He said, "Tata, what's going on?" His father was the Rosh Yeshiva, the Mir Rosh Yeshiva. Odom Godel Mo'od. So he said to him, "What's the matter with you?" So there was a time that Nixon was being impeached. Yeah, he said. They're attacking Malchus. They're destroying Malchus. When you destroy Malchus, there's nothing left afterwards. He was more dying. who was? I don't know if you were old enough to be around when Nixon was impeached. Who was worrying about Malchus Shemaim then? You know, you need an Adam Godel to be able to see something that's going down in the world there that seems totally disconnected. Well, it makes no difference if the kings are Rosh or Tzaddik. Yeah, it makes no difference. The Nosan Kvoido. The covered comes from Hashem. They're Malva, right? Anyway. That's just something to chew on a little bit. Don't just think what's going on in America is a bunch of Meshuggahs and Dan, Trump, and do. There's all of it. Anachnu tzrich lachshov kamo b'nai Torah. There's been a deeper gum in what's called Malchus. Don't think it doesn't affect us. Okay. So now that I'm completely distracted, Aval, the chayre etzem inin amalchus lo nema dafka b'malchus shemayim. Ele b'kol umma v'loshen, in amelech shela, v'mashma sheshleimus kol am tolu b'ze dafka shiye b'soich amelech. It's mashma that the shleimus of every nation is because there's a melech there. V'tzarech bi'o lama muchrach l'toivus ha-medina shiye le melech dafka. Why dafka for the toiva of the medina? You need a melech. Dafka melech. U'ma'a shleimus shebo b'teva, what's the shleimus that comes b'teva? Not sure what he means by b'teva. You see, I don't know what he means. Kasher nimtza melech b'toich ha'am. You have a melech in the am. What's the shleimus? Okay. So the moshel here seems to have nothing to do with anything. But it's geshmak just to understand the moshel itself, and then we'll see how that relates to the nimshel. Everybody, you know, you've heard of gematria. Let's check with that first. If you haven't, stop me. And then in gematrias, there's a thing called koilel. What's koilel? So we'll see. You're trying to compare two things. And the one's gematria 520, and the other one's 521. So they're not the same, yeah? As Oyrim Shadain Hagamatri and Choine in a Koilo. You say, none of it is right in the Koilo. As Yeshe Choshim Shazay Boloim, Shagamatri, Ainu Tsriches Yemuduk Dekes Admaot. Some people think that Pshat there means is that the Gematri doesn't have to be Biduk. You can round it off, you know? You can round it off to the closest decimal. Lolololo, Chasva Chalila. Chasva Chalila. You can just add one here and there just to make it, you know, you come up with this Gewaldika Gematria and you're missing one. You're like, oi, Chaval. No, just round it off. Zap in another one there and everything's fine. That's what people think. You'll see it's Miduyak. It's not just fulfilling something which is a bit inaccurate. So you know, we don't have to be 100% accurate. So yeah, you have an error factor of one. No. The dogma. Let's take a dogma. Let's just take as a working thing here. Let's say the gematria of a shulchan, of a table, is five. The table's got five parts, right? Got one plus one plus one plus one legs and a madaf and a top. Aber reglaim. Madaf shel gabayim. As nim se b'shulchan yesh hitpatrut shel chamisha. The table's made of five parts, correct? Amnon be'emes noicholayim es yesh shisha dvorim. But in truth, there's actually six things there. Think about it. What's the sixth thing? So I'm asking you to think on a Friday morning, so that's a bit unfair.
The tablecloth.
There's no tablecloth. No one said a tablecloth. You've got four legs and a table. No one gave you a tablecloth to throw in, yeah? From these five things, there's a sixth thing. What is it?
It's the table himself.
The table itself. For sure. Excellent. Oh, the shulchan. Shekol achas me'araglayim enu shulchan. Each leg, that's not a table. V'gam avadaf enu shulchan. The plank, the piece of wood on top, that's also not a table. Nimtza sheyesh lefanecha chamisha dvorim bli sheyeh lecha adayin nam shulchan. What you have in front of you is five things, but you don't have a table yet. Shekvar yinu abba regalim umadav puzurim ala aretz mibli shikarim lem shulchan. You have four pieces of wood and another piece of wood lying nicely on the floor, separate from each other. You don't have a table. V'malkol ponim etztarfin chamishas chelokim eilu kol echad al memkoimoy umaklalusam noitze shulchan. When you put these four things together in their place, their coming together creates a shulchan. Now you have a shulchan. You never had a shulchan before. You don't have any new pieces. You don't have anything new. It's a very simple moshul, but you'll see we'll need this moshul as we go ahead. You don't have anything new. Nothing's been added, and yet you know something's changed. Something's been added. Because before you never had a table. Now you do have a table. So what is that thing what's the thing that made it not be a table into a table? The fact that they all just came together. What is that thing? We'll see. The tziruf, the etzim joining these things together is a dobber bifnei atzmo. It's its own thing. It's a thing. It's a tangible abstract, but it's tangible. Just the mere tziruf creates something new. Hare tzirufu inyan la'atzmoy. That doesn't come by hechrach just because you have four legs and a plank. There's a lo muchrach that you'll have a shulchan. You need the tziruf. The tziruf means a dover bifnei atzmoy. Nimzim kain shishi in yonim lefonech. You have six things in front of you, not five. Chamisha. V'oid echad shu klolus ha-shulchan hainu shisha. That's koilo. That's what the koilo is. The thing itself. The tziruf of the things, the parts that bring this thing together. Matzich has an abstract. We're not used to think like that. No one would ever say, if you look at a table, how many pieces you got, everyone would tell you five. Maybe Shmuel would tell you six. You have to have a Swiss. You have to be Swiss to come up with that. That's not so posh. You have, don't hack me a Chinese. You got four legs and a plank. I can see, I can count to five. No, there's six things there. Zeh mashal migamatria. Shall mispa hamoyer al binyan chofetz hashulchan. That's a mashal. It's also an imshal because in gematria these are fascinating. When you start playing with koilim, they're more fascinating. So, but there the number teaches you something. It reflects something about the building of a thing called a shulchan. V'cheinim mishtamish begematria la mila shulchan. Now let's take the word shulchan. I don't know how to use this. You have to just write it down and do whatever you want. I'll try my best to give it to you, okay? Hare mispa oisya shulchan 388. Shekach mitparetes hamilu shulchan. Shin lamed chet. Nun, 300 plus 30 plus 8 plus 50 is 388. Aval, shin reish chet nun. Misparim 388. Gam mibli she'noitze me'mamil ha'shulchan. If you take those four letters separately, you take a shin and you take a lamed, you take a ches and you take a nun, the gematria is also 388 without making the word shulchan. You write these four letters separately and you add up the gematria and gam comes to 388. And you don't have a shulchan yet. Only when you mechaber them together, then you get the word shulchan, whose gematria is also 388. Correct? As nimtza shel mivada mispa 388, yesh lecha od inyan v'hu ha'koilo shel ha'mila. You have something extra. You have the coming together of the letters to create this word called shulchan. V'hu koilo shel ha'mila. Nimtza v'lecha abo yisyeh shel misparim 388. You have these four disparate letters who add up to 388. When you put them together to make the word shulchan, the gematria is actually 389. Ima koilo. Okay, we have to stop. Oh, no, we've got time. We started 5 minutes after half past nine, so I can go to 5 past 10 still. Okay, Shabbos is coming in later, so we can... okay. So. By the way, this is not just nice gymnastics with letters and whatever. The word in Loshna Kodesh is the thing itself. Hashem spoke the word into being. The Shulchan's a Shulchan, not because we all got together and decided we'll call it a Shulchan. Someone decides, no, let's call it a dog. Okay, so now Shulchan's a dog and a dog's a Shulchan. No. In Hebrew, it's very interesting that the word for word and the word for the word for speech and the word for thing is the same word. Davar is a davar and dibur, it's the same word. Because Hashem's speech is the thing. When Hashem says shulchan, there's a shulchan. That's how Hashem created the world. He spoke it into being. So what you see in the thing itself, you have four separate pieces, five separate pieces. Yeah, the gematria of that is five. Let's say, I mean, there's no gematria there, but let's say what's made up is the numerology of that thing is five. But actually, there's the thing called the shulchan. When you put everything together, you get a shulchan. The same as the four letters. You take Shin, Lamed, Chet, Nun. They add up to 388, but they're still not a shulchan yet. When you put those letters together, you get a thing called a shulchan. So it's 388 plus the thing itself. That's 389. Okay, that's just to open our head and to just sensitize us to what we want to discuss now. That's the marshal. Okay. V'day delinin ze shel ha-koilol, nikra etzel ha-kadmoinim. This thing called koilol in gematria is called by the Rishonim Malchus Shel Amila. Wow. Weren't expecting that, were you? We're dealing with Malchus. So what's all this got to do with us? Because the Kadmoinim core, when he refers to Kadmoinim, I don't know who he refers to. I'm talking about the Rishonim. I don't know if he's talking to the early Achreinim. I don't know who he's talking about. Kadmoinim, the early ones, the elders. I don't know. That's called, maybe he's talking about the Mekubalim. Maybe Kadmoinim means the Mekubalim. I don't know. But it's obviously somebody that you can rely on. And that tells you that this Indian of Koilel, that's the Malchus of the Mila. That's the Malchus of the word. Shulchan's a Shulchan. The Koilel, that one, that thing that Mitztaref, the Tziruf, that's called Malchus. V'zele Mamed, Mahu Indian a Malchus Boilam. And that teaches us what's Malchus in the world. What have we learned? When you have a group of different parts, each one separate from each other, ubo inyan elyon, something comes from above, umechadesh lem tzura hakoleles es kol pratim, puts these disparate parts together, where everything is in its place, all the pratim are now together in their place. And takes them to a focus, to a he says, Indian. They become part of a matter that's bigger than all the disparate parts, like a shulchan is bigger than five pieces of wood. Shema'ata kol prat kva einenu metzias atzmis pshutoi. Each piece now is not just its own piece on its own anymore. The leg of the table is not just a piece of wood. It's now a leg of a table. It has a new Matthias now. It's now a part of a bigger binyan. HaKoyach HaKlali HaZeh Hu HaMalchus. This koyach that does what we just described, that's called Malchus. In and of itself, it's nothing. That koyach of tziruf, that which takes the four legs and the plank of the table, and that now you have a table, what did that? The Malchus did that, but the Malchus didn't do anything. Yes, it did, but it didn't do anything. It just allowed the disparate parts to come together and become something more elevated. Something comes from above, puts things together. A human being comes and he takes these five parts and he bangs them together into a table. Yeah, he put the pieces where they're supposed to be. Each individual part now is a new Metzias. It's not as it's all Metzias. It's still the same piece of wood. But it's part of something much bigger. And in that aspect, it's different. It was a piece of wood, now it's the leg of a table. It's the same piece of wood, nothing's changed. It's just it's part of something bigger than it was before. The koyach that does that is called malchus. Okay, you just have to. Okay, so that you can chew on while you're eating your cholent tomorrow. It's assumed we pick this up again. Avos yosod mod gadol. We didn't learn that much today, but what we learned is massive. You'll see. There's many, many, many applications. And the ma'od mod kashur to Shabbos. But even outside of the musag of Shabbos, just this aspect of malchus, this tziruf, this which puts things. You'll see there's beauty in that as well, by the way. There's a thing here called beauty. When you drive out into the hills there behind Beit Shemesh, you know, and there's all the different greens and the different trees and the blue sky and whatever, and it's all put together, whatever. No human artist could ever express that. Somebody would look at that painting and say, it's very good, about a bit too much green here, or the blue clashes a bit with the, you know, this is a bit. And yet in nature, you see that koilo, that where everything is put together, whatever, is always a perfect picture. You never heard somebody watching a sunset and saying, it could have been a bit more orange, you know? It could have been a bit more, you know? No, you look at it and it's like, why? Because Hashem's taken all these disparate pieces and put them together and it always looks beautiful. It's an amazing thing to see. Anyway, we'll see. We'll speak about that moment, Hashem. But that's another musag of Malchus. How that applies to Shabbos, we'll have to see. We'll have to see how that applies to Shabbos. You can try and think about that a little bit during the week. Of all the yisod of this thing, just the moshel itself is gewaldic. You have a family. Family is made up of 6, 7, 8 people, yeah? Each one going about doing his life, doing different things or whatever. Shabbos, everybody gets together, they sit down, and now it's a family. It's not just 6, 7 people going about doing their own thing. They're supposed to be doing their own thing. If that piece of wood wasn't a proper piece of wood, it wouldn't be the leg of a table. It has to be the best leg of a table it can be. But until it becomes part of the table, it's just a piece of wood. Now it's a leg off a table. It's choshuv. If it would go away, you would mamish miss it. Because the table would be, you know. Aval, you see that there as well. You see that by Klal Yisrael. That's what happened at Hasina. Hashem took all of Klal Yisrael, put each person in his unique place. They're all individuals. Now suddenly they're an am. Oh, there's a lot here. There's a lot here to talk about. Okay. Have a good Shabbos. Take good care. And, remember Tuesday night, Rabbi Tetz, 8 o'clock on... If you didn't get the link, then just reach out to either me or David Friedlander to get the link. Uzi, you probably didn't get the link. Did I WhatsApp it to you? I don't remember. I think you're on.
You did. You sent it to me.
Okay, good. No, I know you're not on that email list. So you're on my WhatsApp group. Okay, fine. So I sent it out to you guys. Okay, bye. Very good.
Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos. Take care. So he's going to be.
Good Shabbos.
Thank you, Rafshia. Have a good Shabbos.
He's going to be talking about the vaccines and who should take it and who shouldn't take it and what's about conspiracies and all sorts of stuff like that and the Lone Ranger. I don't know where that fits in. But anyway, so...
Is the share open for anyone? We can share it with our chevra?
The more the merrier. We've opened up a webinar thing with Zoom for 500 people. So Mr. 501 is just not going to be able to get in, that's all. I don't know how it works, but I suppose if 501 tries to log in, they won't let him log in. That's how it works. I don't know how Zoom works. But we got a special, we opened up for a month, we opened up a special thing for 500 people. So after, I'll just send it around. I mean, it's gone viral. I mean, it's in Canada, it's in England, it's in America, a lot of people. We'll be logging in from a lot of different places in the world. But he gave the share in London about a week ago, and apparently that's also available already on different social medias and whatever. So a lot of people have heard it already, but that's why we changed the title slightly. But you can send it out to whoever you want. It's the more the merrier.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure I didn't want to...
No, you're not the only one. I've had a lot of people saying, can I pass this on, whatever. You know, yeah, like you're the only person I invited. You know, no. Send it to whoever you want. In fact, you're doing my job. The more people you send it out to, you're doing my job. Because I just emailed it to like a few places and, you know, you guys pass it on. Spread it out.
Brilliant. Thank you, Rafshia.
Have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos.